The time has come. Christmas is almost here. And whether it is anticipated with light or a heavy heart, we help to give birth to Christmas. We help in all of our seasonal rituals. We bring the birth of Christmas in the lighting of our candles, in the writing of our cards and letters, the singing of carols, the baking of cookies, the welcoming of friends into our homes, the remembering of treasured Christmases past, and of course the wrapping of presents. In the wonderful variety of our homespun rituals, we affirm what we know all year, and that is we are connected. We're connected to faces we love and faces we have never seen. We're connected to our natural environment in all of its glory. This is to say we are connected to God. We write a Christmas card and we give thanks for our connection to a friend. We put that big red flaming bow on a present and we celebrate the abundance of God's gifts to us. We give toys and socks and blankets to people whose names we do not know. We light candles and remember God's light that shines in our darkness. We sing carols and sometimes we even fumble with the words. And we slide into that proper note. But eventually we find the harmony that comes from one voice connected to another. In our rituals we give birth to Christmas. In the flesh. In our flesh. But too often I think these days our modern scientific minds take over. We scoff at the ritual and say, bah, what nonsense. What a waste of resources, all that money spent on candles and wrapping paper and sugar. All that time wasted going to church and standing up and sitting down and singing and listening and mumbling some prayer, giving more money. To what end? I mean, it isn't cost-effective, people. And yet it is in our rituals, in our homes no less than our church rituals, that we affirm the presence of God in each and every aspect of our lives. We express the sacredness of our living. And in some very poignant moments, we can feel the silent presence of God pressing in on our lives. And in that awareness is Christ, born in us and through us. Because we tend to make such a fuss at this time of the year, howling and hooting and exclaiming, perhaps it is most natural that at Christmas time a friend walked by a church that I served. He was a gentleman that came obviously from another country. I could tell not only from his looks, but also from his accent. He could tell I was the pastor, and he said, tell me something beautiful, something important about this God of yours. And inside that church at that very moment, we might be engaged in the ritual of reading. And she wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger. And we might be singing, let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing. Or even praying on earth as it is in heaven. Inside that church, we would be telling the most important and the most beautiful thing about our God. We are saying again what was told to us and what we have come to know for ourselves. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. And His name shall be called Emmanuel. This is what we have to say about our God, and what we say in hundreds of different ways with hundreds of voices over hundreds of years. And that is that God is with us. You remember that for thousands of years, God came to us in impressive and powerful ways. Pillars of fire and thunder and the parting of seas. God came to us in dreams. Came to us through angels and in a burning bush. And God called us to be faithful. God called us to believe despite all imaginable hardships. Told us to believe in God's steadfast and abundant love for us. But the immensity of God pressed in upon us. For we knew no one could see the face of God and live to tell about it. And for thousands of years since, we have yearned to know God and know God intimately. Our history is a history of a people who ask, God, how long will you hide your face from us? Well, at Christmas time, we tell the story about the God of fire and thunder and parting seas who became flesh and dwelt among us. We tell of a God who came wrapped in a baby. And in that child, we beheld something of the glory of the divine. The story we tell is of the answer to a thousand years of asking, what is God like? When we tell the story, for unto you is born this day in the city of David, we tell the story of a God answering, this is what I'm like. For thousands of years we ask, God, how will we know you? How can we love you, we ask. How will you know us? In Bethlehem, God answered, look and see. I will be like you. I will be here among you. You will know me in one another, and you will love me in one another. I will be revealed to you in others, and you will show each other who I am. The most beautiful and the most important thing about God is that God became flesh and dwells with us. Emmanuel. You see, in Jesus, God does not explain who God is. In Jesus, God shows us who He is. God came to us in a way that says, be present to one another. Dwell with one another. Be for each other a light in the darkness. So we might say to that man who stood before that festive church on Christmas Eve and asked me about our God, we might say, no, the most important thing about our God is not power. It's not judgment. The most beautiful and important thing about our God is presence. The story we tell this week is the story of our God. And it is the story of all humanity. For it is with and in all people that God dwells. We are the bearers of God's glory, of God's presence, of God's justice. We are present to God when we are most present to each other. So this week, be sure that you look into the eyes of one you love. Look into the eyes of one who teaches your children, Look into the eyes of the one who dwells with a friend in darkness and laughs with a friend in joy. When we bend toward each other in love, we bring God down to earth in the flesh, in our flesh. And to the one who asks us that day about our God, we tell a story that has been told hundreds of ways for hundreds of years. A dark night, a long journey, a mother and a child, but no room at the inn. Jesus is his name, Savior, Emmanuel, God with us, still. Amen.
In our prayer request today, we pray for 3 years.